And just to say it again, when you said, I feel mixed up, I see really clearly, but don't seem to be able to get it over, that in a way, what you call you will always be mixed up. Always. You can't straighten it. You see, the mind is mixed up, and it's mixed up because it has these two parts. This is right, wrong, good, bad, this, that. Has all these parts. And it's like there's one and the zero in a computer. It keeps comparing all the time. So the mind's mixed up. The mind stays mixed up. And the knack is, and I don't know how to share this, is to somehow, at least as a hypothesis, at least as something to experiment with, is to see that you are not the mind. When you say the mind is, when you say I am mixed up, so the mixed up is not saying it's mixed up. Something else is saying it's mixed up. So how do you know you're mixed up? Because there's another part of you that can see the mixed upness. But the part of you that can see the mixed upness is not mixed up. Otherwise, it wouldn't know you're mixed up. You see, mixed up doesn't know it's mixed up. Because when it looks at itself, that's normal. Mixed upness looks at mixed upness and says, that's normal. Mixed upness cannot recognize mixed upness. It can't recognize it. The only thing that can recognize mixed upness is something that isn't mixed up. So the game is to identify what is the part of you that is seeing mixed upness. Because the part of you that is seeing mixed upness is not mixed up. Because it sees mixed upness. So the game is to recognize what is the part of me that is seeing the mixed upness. And that's closer to being you. And then what goes on when you identify with that? Instead of, it's like going into a washing machine and trying to fold the clothes while you're in a washing machine. You go into the mind and it's doing this, and you're trying to fold the clothes, and it can't, because that's what the mind does. It does that. It's a washing machine. It keeps turning things over and over and round and round and looking at this and looking at that. But if you stand outside the washing machine, you can look in and see it going round, but you're not identified with the washing machine. So something, when you say, I am mixed up, something is seeing a part that's mixed up, and the part that's seeing it is not mixed up. The game is to find that. Now, so how come you don't? It's because you're trying not to be mixed up. And in order not to be mixed up, you have to go into the mixed upness. If you are saying back to this part that's watching the mixed upness and saying, he's mixed up. I can see the mixed upness, and that's the way it is. As soon as you say, I don't want to be mixed up, there you go, you're in the mixed upness trying to, and you can't, because once you're in there, you can't do anything. Come back and watch. Now, when you watch the mixed upness, it doesn't mean to say that on one level you're going to feel much better, but at least you're not doing something that's hopeless. And you're giving the mixed upness a chance to settle. Because when you're in there scooping it all around, you're making it worse. Oh, I should do this, I should do that, I shouldn't do this, I shouldn't do that. No, come back and watch and watch. Oh, so he's saying that. So he's doing this. So this is happening. Now you're not feeding it. And it starts to calm down. The washing machine slows down and slows down. But as soon as you want, have a desire for things to be different from the way you are, you're in the washing machine. Stand back and it'll start to slow down on its own. But you're not in control, but then you never are. the whole idea of control and free will is all an illusion. And if it wasn't, you'd be in bliss already. Look at the effort you've put in already. And where are you? Not much different. On the level from which you're talking, you're not much different. But you know, and we know, you are different, aren't you? But it's not your washing machine that's different. You're identifying more and more with the watcher. You're coming out of the washing machine, and you're watching it more. And the more you watch, the more it'll slow down and slow down and slow down. As soon as you want it to be different, I don't want to be mixed up, you're in the washing machine again. And you won't sort it out in there. You say, there are times when it feels okay the way it is. It's always okay the way it is. What usually happens is you're not quite so mixed up. So you say, okay. And it feels good. But if you'd say okay in the midst of its worst mix-up, if you'd say okay, you'd feel just as good. It's not the mix-up, more or less. It's more or less how much you say yes. There's a fairy tale of a rhyme, child rhyme, that ends up with, leave it alone and it will come home wagging its tail behind it. Leave it alone. You get involved again because you want to control it instead of leaving it to be the way it is. And you just said, when it's like that and you feel better, nothing has changed. You will notice that if something very beautiful happens to you, or you take some mild drug and you go into an altered state, you feel good. Say mild dose of ecstasy, you can feel really, really good. There you are, feeling wonderful. And absolutely nothing has changed in your life. Nothing. Every circumstance is still exactly the same. All the things you struggled with and you were for or against or this and that, they're all still there, exactly the same. What's changed? Your approach to it. You've mellowed. You've softened. You've allowed. You've let be. And it isn't part of your brain that's been stimulated. It's part of your brain that's been put to sleep. The drug puts the part of the brain that does all that mess, that civilized part, it puts it to sleep. It takes the energy away from it. The same as happens with a savant. Somebody in the newspaper today dived off a pier into the water. It was really shallow. When he came out of his concussion, he was a brilliant musician. He's writing music. He can play the piano. He'd never had anything to do. He dived in. Part of his brain had stopped. And now his creativity is there. So when you take a drug, part of your brain goes to sleep. The thinking part, the worrying part. And you feel good in exactly the same circumstance that you were in before. And to me, that's saying, just be with what is. Because you don't have an alternative anyway. You only think you do. So to a certain percentage, everybody's the same. It's part of our survival mechanism. Usually, whenever a situation comes up, the survival part of the brain looks at all the things that can go wrong. That's its job. And that's fine for it to look there. But the thing is, we identify with it. And many people say, oh, yes, but... And then they go to all the things that can go wrong. But not only go there, their frequency lowers. Their voice lowers. They complain. All of these things can go wrong. and it becomes an atmosphere around them. And then some other people go the other. They become, oh, it's all right, it's all right, it's all right. But it's the same thing. It's avoiding just being with what is. I was talking to my brother on the phone today, and he said, I feel so grateful for my life. Just that. Uplifting. He's got all sorts of things going on, and here and there and this and that. But he said, overall, I'm so grateful for my life. And it's the same with us here. We just feel so grateful where we are and what's happening. And it's a frequency. And you can bathe in it. You can live in it. If you keep watching, whenever that comes, oh dear, down goes the frequency, down goes the energy, and it's just the opposite of taking ecstasy. You stimulate that negative side of the brain instead of ecstasy disconnects you from it. And the game is to be in ecstasy without taking a tablet. And you do that by just being present in every moment on how you are with everything. Is it a complaint or is it gratitude? And eventually, you see, we've complained all our lives, so gratitude is way out of balance. Keep being grateful, and you bring a balance. And once you bring a balance, they both disappear. Gratefulness and complaint disappear, and you start to be with life just as it is. You'll find when you're complaining, you have a body posture, you have a facial expression, you have negative words, and a down tone of voice. Down, down. And it's a whole frequency of vibration, it's a package. Right at this moment, I have toothache, because I had a filling done yesterday. My tooth is aching. You wouldn't know, would you, I'm in pain? No, you wouldn't know that, because I don't go there. The tooth has the pain. My body has the pain. I don't have the pain. I experience it there, but I'm not complaining about it. I'm not focusing on it. It's there. And I have to go to the dentist today and have a really big procedure done on it. But that's this afternoon. Right now, we're sitting here. I've just had a very nice cup of coffee. I'm with two beautiful people. I'm not going to complain about the crow. It's just remembering.